This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization says that Brazil, where COVID-19 deaths are nearing 41,000, is of increasing concern, especially the cities. The WHO's top emergency expert, Mike Ryan, said Friday Brazil's health system was still coping, although some intensive care units were at a critical stage and under heavy pressure, with more than 90% of the beds occupied.
The system, as such, from the data we see, is not overwhelmed, but certainly in certain parts of Brazil, there's a significant pressure on the intensive care unit bed occupancy. And again, we commend the brave frontline health workers.
Ryan added that most of the world is still in the first wave of the pandemic. The United States has the most deaths from COVID-19, more than 114,000 since the pandemic began. There's some new research into whether the plasma from coronavirus survivors can prevent infection with the virus. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Survivors like Alex Palmatier in Delaware are donating blood plasma.
It's all good to be able to do something to help out, just knowing the pain that it really has brought to a lot of people.
Dr. Sean Liu at Mount Sinai Health System says patients have been getting what is called convalescent plasma.
And watching people die it's heartbreaking. It's scary and it's heartbreaking, and we just needed to find some hope.
If it works, convalescent plasma could have important ramifications until a vaccine arrives. Dr. Michelle Donato at Hackensack Medical Center says immunity for patients and donors is very important.
It's really a question important to the world.
There is little evidence so far the plasma is making a difference. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com.